This is the winter membership drive for KBOO. It's a short one. We have just a few a year. We have the special one just before the holiday season, before things get really hectic for you. So we want you to call if you haven't become a member yet, and it's time to become a member. And I could tell you why after I give you the phone number, 877-500-5266. It's a perfect time because your contribution as a new member is matched one-to-one, and during the show, it's matched 2-to-1. So a contribution a lot of our members give monthly. So say $11.50 a month is actually the average of the KBOO member. So say you come in at $6 a month, $10 a month. During the news, during this news program, that $6 would become $18 a month. The $10 would become $30 a month because it's all matched. And throughout the month of December, it's a one-to-one match. And during this news program, thanks to the generosity of KBOO listener Carl Vitcher, it's matched once again. So there's no better time to become a KBOO member. If you are a member, there's no better time to renew your membership and maybe increase that a bit. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Our phone volunteers are ready to take your call and will very gently guide you through the process.
Absolutely true, Ken. It is vital that we hear from you now. We need to raise about $300 more for the evening news this evening. We are here at your winter membership drive with KBOO. You know why you're listening. You know why the KBOO news is important to you. It brings you diverse perspectives. It brings you analysis that digs deep behind the headlines. It's not that superficial pablum you get about celebrity facelifts and who's going out with whom. And it's like, who needs to know any of that? We don't need to know. No, we need real news that we can actually use, that is relevant to our lives, that we can, in fact, inform ourselves with and make good decisions to make the world a better place. KBOO's volunteer news broadcasters are at the heart of that. They are volunteers from your community that are passionate to share truth, to share ideas, to share analysis and commentary, and to come in and produce this newscast as a labor of love so that we can, in fact, live informed lives. Please support their efforts right now by giving us a call at 877-500-5266 and say yes to your community radio station. Keep KBOO independent and strong. 877-500-5266.
If you have ever tried to find local and state campaign finance information through the Oregon Secretary of State, you are probably familiar with Orastar, the searchable database of political action committees and campaign finance transactions in Oregon. Orastar is not the most user-friendly tool out there, prompting calls for a revamp at the state legislature, as well as private groups like Behind the Curtain, who have set up more user-friendly databases using information from Orastar. However, Oregon's database still represents one of the best campaign finance disclosure systems in the nation, especially when compared to that at the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. The FCC requires broadcasters to submit reports of spending on political ads, including who paid for it and how much. However, these reports are not searchable, sortable, or downloadable, making the database borderline unusable for citizens without lots of time on their hands. Today, Democratic Representative Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico introduced a bill that requires the FCC to post these disclosures in a searchable format. Earlier today, I spoke with Craig Holman at Public Citizens Congress Watch Division for more. Craig Holman, thank you very much for talking to us today. Can you just briefly give me some background on Representative Lujan's bill, the FCC Transparency Act?
Back in 2012, the FCC came up with a disclosure rule that they were going to post the names of those who bought ads on broadcast television that were campaign ads and make them available to the public, which was an excellent step. The problem is the FCC didn't require that these postings be machine readable. In other words, they are not searchable, sortable, or downloadable. Literally, what the FCC posts are just PDF pictures of these records of the campaign finance ads, of who bought them, how much was spent on the ads, and when they aired. So if you go online and try combing through the FCC database, it's exceedingly tedious and difficult to find. You can't just say, show me all the ads that say the Koch brothers bought on television. It just doesn't show up. You've got to identify a specific station, a specific ad, and a specific buyer, and then you can take a look at that particular information. What Representative Lujan's bill does is it requires the FCC to make this entire database a searchable, sortable, and downloadable. So you can go online, if this actually happens, you can go online and say you just want to search for all campaign ads that cost $10,000 or more. And you'd get the computer just spitting out the information, so you could see it right online.
Prior to 2012, was there any sort of disclosure requirement at the FCC for these sorts of ads?
It was far worse prior to 2012. The FCC has long required, to keep public files. And so every television station and radio station has a paper file, has it in their station itself. And there's a public to go there. You have the public to keep it there, and then request access to the public files. So it was just in paper formats. The FCC rule in 2012 requires the stations to post those files online, you know, which is a big step forward. But once again, these posts are simply PDFs, and so they're not really searchable or sortable. And Representative Lujan's bill makes the FCC go the next step, and that's actually not just use the internet and posting, but use modern digital technologies so that the public can find specific information.
And is there any definite opposition to this bill that you've seen so far?
Not yet. It was just introduced today. However, judging from the opposition we've seen in the past to the FCC disclosure rule, we can expect opposition coming from groups like the Chamber of Commerce or the broadcasters themselves, who just don't want to see themselves as having to be having to play the role of being public disclosure entities. So I would expect perhaps information to come from broadcasters as well as groups like the Chamber of Commerce. You know, it will require each station, or particularly FCC, to modernize its computer technology. And, you know, that they're just not inclined to actually join the 21st century here. You know, most states, when it comes to campaign finance data, already use digital technology for online disclosure of campaign finance contributions and spending activity. I mean, this is not new. This is not revolutionary. This is just requiring the FCC, you know, to join the rest of the community when it comes to using the internet.
I've been speaking with Craig Holman, government affairs lobbyist with Public Citizens Congress Watch Division. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.
A tool to edit human genes for pregnancy is nowhere near ready for use. Altering embryos as part of careful laboratory research should be allowed, according to organizers of an international summit on Thursday. Scientists and society continue to engage in debate with the ethical questions surrounding this revolutionary technology. Tools to precisely edit genes inside living cells, especially a cheap and easy-to-use one called CRISP-Cas9, are transforming biology. Potential treatments promise to do such things as cure sickle cell anemia or fight HIV or cancer. But depending on how it's used, it could also alter human heredity, probably creating designer babies. And this raises ethical questions that have triggered a three-day debate by scientists, policymakers, and ethicists from 20 countries. So-called germline gene editing, which is manipulating sperm, eggs, or early embryos, wouldn't affect just the treated person, but his or her descendants forever. The summit's organizers endorsed treatment-related gene editing research and said lab research is clearly needed and should be proceeded with in appropriate oversight as international debate on the issue continues.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Ryan Fritcher, Joe Meyer, and Robin Ryan. The producer is myself, Sam Bowman. Our engineer is Matthew Olson. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on Translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on Translator K220HR. I'm Sam Bowman.
I'm Robert Barncord. Coming up tomorrow morning, Friday on KBOO at 7, it'll be Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Positively Revolting Talk Radio, Ani and Lynn will discuss a variety of topics from an eco-feminist and anarcho-feminist perspective. At 9 on Political Perspectives, host Michelle Schroeder-Fletcher speaks with journalist Stephen Hill about his new book, Raw Deal, How the Uber Economy and Runaway Capitalism Are Screwing American Workers. And at 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on Intersections Radio, host Sarika Mehta speaks with Deepa Iyer about her new book, We Too Sing America, South Asian, Arab, Muslim, and Sikh Immigrants Shape Our Multiracial Future. And at 11:30, host Kathleen Stevenson speaks with longtime KBOO host Per Fagering about his new dystopian novel, Jack Maloney's Century.
Coming up next is Rose City Native Radio, but first, we go back to Ani and Ken to talk about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
Right.
That's right, and it's something that we're super proud of, and we know that you value it. That's why you're listening right now. So please do pick up your phone and call 877-500-5266. We have a matching period right now, and we still have, 4 minutes to make that match. Thanks to Carl Vitcher, who has made a generous contribution. $250 will be matched here at KBOO tonight during the evening news hour. Don't leave that money on the table, as my pal Justin would say. It is time for you to step up and answer that call. 877-500-5266. You can also contribute online at kboo.fm. I'm Ani. I'm here with Ken. We are in the midst of our winter membership drive, raising some funds and some support for the KBOO Evening News.
In fact, Ani, we have some new members to announce. Elizabeth from Malala, and as we mentioned, her membership pledge is actually tripled. During this hour, there's the one-to-one match during December, and then thanks to the generosity of Carl Vitcher, it's doubled again. So Elizabeth from Malala, thank you very much. Kelly from Southeast Portland, renewing member, and Melissa, who increased her membership because of the match. The increase in the membership is also tripled. Again, thanks to Carl Vitcher's generosity and then the matching fund throughout the month of December. So if you're on the fence right now, you've been listening to KBOO for a while, you're not yet a member, you've been thinking about it, it's time to call. We have $325 to make up in the next few minutes, and that could be done with these matching funds. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Oh my, you'll feel so much better after you give to KBOO. You've been listening for a while, you've been thinking about it. Hey, it's time to give. Or you can go online at kboo.fm.
That's right, Ken. I mean, you can't be neutral on a moving train. That's what Howard Zinn said. I believe Jim Hightower, commentator there on the evening news, has a book that says there's nothing in the middle of the road but yellow stripes and dead armadillos. And it is time to get off the fence. It is time to participate. It is time to be active. Not only, in your family, in your community, in your workplace, but be active here at KBOO by being a participating member of this station. Go from move from being a passive listener to being an active member, because this is a critical time in our history and we need good information so that we can make sure we stay informed and that we can take right action. We can respond to right-wing threat. We can respond to propaganda that tells us to be fearful of xenophobic and Islamophobic. We can stand strong against racism and police brutality, and we can do this together. together because we have good information. We have excellent resources in independent media because we have KABU. Please call right now and say, yeah, it is your turn to take a stand and to participate in keeping KABU independent and strong and, you know, the hub of our community. 877-500-5266. $5 a month. You got $5 in your pocket right now. Take a leap of faith. Become a member of KABU today and commit $5 now and for next month and the month after that, adding up to $60 in a year. Get that money matched. In fact, get it tripled as a new member and make KABU that much stronger, that much richer with your participation. 877-500-5266. You can go online, kboo.fm. That's another way to contribute. If you'd like to do it a little more introvertedly, perhaps, you know, you can do it quietly. You can do that. But if you want to call up and talk to your community members, talk to some volunteers that are right here waiting to take your call, do that right now. 877-500-5266.
And there's a lot of options involved in giving. And the volunteers on the phone, when you give us a call, they can guide you through it. We can take a credit card, we can take a debit card, we can automatically deduct a monthly amount from your checking account. As several other people have said, it's relatively painless. $6 a month, $7.50 a month, $10 a month, whatever you'd like to give, whatever you can afford. Our phone volunteers, again, will work it through the process. 877-500-5266. We have some gifts like that wonderful KABU hoodie that Ani described, especially on a cold, wet night like tonight. That's for $20 a month, $240 a year.
It's stylish, it's warm, and it's defiant. Right. All at the same time.
Yes, very defiant. And we also have the Amy Goodman Democracy Now! T-shirt for a minimum pledge of $75 a year. That's $6.25 a month.